Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, in all seriousness, he wouldn't be the centerpiece. We're joking with that, but that might be a good thing for Devin.
No, yeah.
Like, go to a place like Memphis, no expectations. You're going to get a lot of playing time, and you can really see who he is in this league. He could be the bust that a lot of people think he is. He could be a guy that just needs the playing time and the opportunity to develop. It's never going to happen here. So if you were, I don't think they would do this, but say in the trade, and for those that haven't heard it, Bleacher Report said Monk, Schroeder, Keon, Kings 2026 first round pick, the Spurs pick that the Kings own 2027 unprotected and first round pick. If you, like, in all seriousness, if you could sell them on switching out Keon for Devin, I think, like, I think a little differently about Devin than most. Like, I don't think he's great, but I do see signs where he can help a team out in the NBA. If I was Memphis, I'd take a shot on Devin Carter. He's not the focal point, but you could throw him in the deal.
Call it in.
Yeah.
One more, or not one more, another one. I was thinking about the Kings in this regard, talking about teams that could potentially be in a position with the criteria you outlined for Ja. Mention Toronto, depending on Chicago.
Brazilis, they love Giddy.
You can't drop Trey and play Giddy and Ja together?
I wouldn't either.
I'm just asking. Like,
plus the money, though. I don't even know.
Yeah, the money's a thing.
But they love Brazilis. I think that's how you say his name. Brazilis?
I heard Zach saying it. Yeah, I heard LaVine saying it in his post game.
He a hooper.
Oh, yeah, he's had a great start to the season. That's a one-loss team right now.
Yeah. They got him and Giddy, who they love.
They do love Giddy.
So.
Okay, just asking.
And then Washington doesn't have the star, but they...
It wouldn't make sense for Washington.
Yeah.
It would make absolutely no sense. They'd be nowhere near, in the years that Ja is under contract, they'd be nowhere near doing anything of substance.
So the reason why I asked that question and presented that way is, like, who would Ja make sense for outside of the Kings?
Miami.
I was going to ask about Miami.
They're playing good ball right now without Tyler Hero.
They're playing Miami Heat ball. Like, they're just kind of right there.
I think that it's a little different now. They're running now.
They're running.
They're not playing that ugly Heat culture basketball anymore.
Miami a good one. Miami.
Jesse Tapia says Heat culture's dead.
Miami a good one. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody else? Am I missing anybody else?
Let's see what TC's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, bro?
Just vibing, bro.
Great.
You there?
Thanks for calling, TC.
They keep playing with our dude, bro. And I'm not for that. His force in that starting lineup, bro, is needed. And that shirt he had on y'all was talking about was fire. And he got up there keeping it real. They didn't want me back. So, hey, the Kings wanted me. And I'm in a place where I want to be. I love Russ for that, bro. He didn't say it word for word, but I'm going to take it as that.
Rack him. Okay.
Hey.
Yep. Go ahead, TC.
As far as the trade, bro, I get it. Everybody wanted the guy out the door like yesterday, but now everybody want to keep him, so we going to keep Zach, right? So if we going to do something, if we come on picks involved and everybody talking about gambles and we talking about players, well, this kind of works straight across. It's going to hurt, but we got DeRozan, Monk, and Devin Carter going to Memphis, for Ja Morant and Brandon Clark.
Okay. I think that's what you called with yesterday. But, like, it's, all right. Hey,
hold
like,
on. Casey writes the best fan fiction about the Kings. It's like, yeah, Westbrook said this, but I think he meant this.
Oh, TC. I thought you said Casey.
Oh, TC. TC.
He said he didn't say it out of – he didn't say it word for word, but I'm going to take it.
Like, yeah. I didn't – Russ didn't pass the ball to Nick Clifford because he wanted to show him I'm a killer. I don't think that's what it was, but, you know, that sounds fire.
Oh, man.
Shout out, TC.
Shout out, TC, for sure.
Yeah. I like that we keep track of the little TC-isms. In the, so there was a bro count of four, one paraphrase, one awkward laugh, and one requested trade. Or repeated trade, excuse me, one repeated trade.
Oh, man. Look, I – I'm in on the John Morant sweepstakes.
I think we talked D'Lo into it.
Why do you think that?
I don't look like your facial expression is like, yeah, I'm low key bought into this.
No, you, sir, 5 years together, you have misread my facial expression. I'm listening. That's all I'm doing is I'm listening. Now I'm listening to Leezy here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, D'Lo, KC, Jesse, what's popping with it, guys?
What's up, Leezy? How you doing, big dog? Great job on that video last night.
Hey, I'm about to make another one, man. We got some good content today, man. We got something to talk about. Hey, guys, I was just wanting to chime in on the John Morant trade. D'Lo, I'm kind of on your side, man. Hey, I was, like, with it. Like, I get getting John Morant, like, that's exciting. You can go sell tickets. You could be relevant. That's cool, but it's not helping with the defense. That's the big problem. We got Zach averaging 30. What's swapping him and John Morant really going to do? If you get Ja, that's cool, but, like, you got to get a defender or somebody to go along with him. That's just how I'm thinking. And Miami's not going to trade for him, so just stop. It's not happening.
It's not even your team anymore, so how would you even know?
He's an NBA fan. He's like Rob Lowe.
Hey, he's Rob Lowe.
He's Leezy Lowe. Leezy Lowe out here just with an NBA hat on.
Leezy Lowe.
Yeah, here with an NBA hat on.
Oh, man.
Ja and Westbrook in the same backcourt would break James Ham.
He'd be done.
There's probably some truth to that.
He'd be done with who? You're not gonna fix everything with one trade or one acquisition. But Ja is I would categorize him as this. Ja's a centerpiece of a franchise that you start to build out your vision.
Makes it a lot easier to build out when you got your guy.
Say that again. Say what you just said again.
Ja is the centerpiece of a franchise that you build out around him.
Your highest expectation of Ja is the centerpiece of a franchise you build around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you don't know what, I don't think you know what you're trading for. We have to break. We'll come back. You know what? I'm sure this is exactly what Jason Jones wants to talk about. So we'll talk to the professor, Jason Jones.
Let's just get this crap over with.
Next. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20.
Hey, bro.
Nobody loves Draymond Green like Draymond Green.
What do you say now?
I read this clip. Sam Amick reposted it. I was like, well, Sam Amick just reposted something from KD. What was it? And it's a clip of Draymond. It says it's not an exchange, I guess, from The Athletic. Draymond fires back at Kevin Durant's claim that offense wins championships. Draymond says, those who don't believe defense is as valuable as it is, they simply just don't win. I don't think anyone has ever really been hell-bent on caring about the opinion of those that don't win because your opinion equals zero. The reporter, and I don't know if it's Sam or Anthony or who it was, says, yeah, I hear you, which leads me to believe it's Sam because so I hear you is a very Sam Amick phrase. Yeah, so I hear you, but Kevin has won. And Draymond said, yeah, he won here, and the defense here was... Porter says it was absolutely incredible. It was incredible. And Draymond said, absolutely. And then KD retweeted, and the offense was ?
Right. Draymond, when it comes to something like that, would be insufferable to talk to. When you talk about all that, yes, your defense was unbelievably important to what they were doing. You also had no less than two of the best offensive players in this generation on the team.
And I know I haven't won anything, and my opinion doesn't matter. But if you take Steph Curry's offense off that team, you don't win a championship.
Not just offense. The greatest shooter in the history of basketball. That part shooting too. Is the main thing.
He had three of the best shooters to ever play on the team at one time. Like I said, I would tell Draymond, I'd be like, Draymond, if defense matters that much and you're that great of a defender, go to Washington and let them be winners.
And why did you quit the year Steph was hurt?
Right. What happened when you didn't have the offense?
Exactly.
In fact, why do you quit every time Steph doesn't play?
Exactly.
Why does that always happen?
Yeah, he always... But see, people... Like, he'll say stuff like that, and people will hop on that bandwagon.
Let this behavior go unchecked for years.
What'd you say?
So let this behavior go unchecked for years.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you'll get in conversations and it'll be like, yo, you know, you need scoring to win, period. Well, defense matters. Nobody said defense doesn't matter.
Did he just hit us with all lives matter for defense? Is that what he did? He just hit us with the all lives matter for defense.
Nobody says defense is not important and you don't need to defend, but Don't lose sight of the plot. You have to score to win. And we talk about all the time, there's a reason why the top scorers get paid what they do. And Bruce Bowen made what he made for his career. Tony Allen made what he made for his career. Because there's a premium on that.
There's a reason you got a very overpaid $100 million and Steph will get $350 at like age 40.
Also thanks, Steph.
Yeah, also yes. Thanks, Steph. Hashtag Jordan Poole was right. Congratulations to our man Dusty Baker and the whole crew over at Baker Family Wines. A tremendous celebration this past weekend. 6 years in West Sacramento when they rolled out some of their new rosés, some of their new cabs, and they're all available there at the tasting room in West Sacramento. You can head over to BakerFamilyWines.com to find out more about them. You can check your local Nugget. They got one in Granite Bay, a couple of them in Roseville. All of them sell Baker Family Wines. They got one out there by KC in Elk Grove. You could catch them at select Raley's in Bel Air locations. All of these grocery stores are getting free plugs because we're talking about our man Dusty Baker and the crew over there at Baker Family Wines. If you're looking for a great addition to your wine collection that won't break the bank, look for that familiar baseball sitch and that Baker Family Wines logo. Take a bottle home. Grab that rosé. It is everybody's favorite. It's a darker rosé. It's one of the best we've ever had, and it's produced right here in West Sacramento. Again, that's Baker Family Wines. Join Dusty's Clubhouse over at BakerFamilyWines.com. I thought this would be a great chance to introduce Jason Jones, given that he's a Dodger fan, and Dusty Baker managed both the Dodgers and the Giants,
but
leads me to believe that KC perhaps sabotaged Jason Jones' internet connection.
What'd I do?
I don't know. Like, if we found out, hey, all of the internet in, is it Vallejo?
Went
down, you'd probably be suspect number one.
What'd I do? I've been here the whole time. What you talking about?
Yeah, but it looks like you got glasses on. Looks like you're looking down. You could be coordinating this thing through text.
I've been here the whole time, big dog. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know, man.
Right here. Don't have me as no mastermind.
We're watching Scandal, and you know how their job is to fix everything. And Huck, who is like the tech guy, you know, they were doing something. I think it's when Olivia was acknowledged that she's the president's mistress, right? Mm. He goes, "Hey, what are you trying to scrub this from the internet?" And he goes, "No, I'm trying to delete the internet." Oh, great idea. And it caused me to think, like, what if the internet was just deleted one day? Like, what if the whole internet just disappeared?
Well, damn.
Like it's just gone. You go to twitter.com, there's just nothing there, just blank pages.
There's probably a movie made about that. I got to find it.
Probably
it. I want to watch it. I want to see what it looked like. It reminds me of Snake Plissken, Escape from L.A., 666, and he just turned everything back to the Stone Age.
Wait, what was this?
Escape from L.A.
Oh.
Snake Plissken, I feel like, a.k.a. just, Kurt Russell.
We were just, I don't know, probably, wouldn't we just move on?
Like, no.
People would just go out, like, you go out,
okay.
You just move on with your life, I feel.
You know, yeah, in time, sure, but.
Like, we would come to work, it's just now you listen to us on the radio only.
Yep.
Yeah. People wouldn't have no news.
Boy, that NBA Peacock deal would be a disaster.
Like, Zaxby's new subscriptions are going back up.
Like, would I have to, would James Hamm have to get a phone call from a source, and then James Hamm would have to, you know, relay that phone call to us?
Well, technically, that is text message the internet?
Well, no, you could text. No. You could text. Text is fine. There's just no Twitter, no.
Oh, yeah, no. There's,
no dot com.
Everything will be broke
right
here. Just
the internet is gone.
Yeah.
You have to go into the bank to drop your check off.
That might be good for our numbers, to be honest. I'm listening to Deal on KC for all your information.
Yeah, it'd be great for our numbers. Although, it wouldn't be able to listen to us on the Odyssey app. And would they be able to watch on YouTube?
Nah.
No.
Yeah.
I'll just be back to meters again. Gross.
Dead serious.
Who judges by meters?
It's election day. Dead serious.
Oh,
complex.
Crap.
Does Donald Trump become president if there's no internet?
Nah, probably not.
No chance, right?
We're just still the same boring ass country we were.
Yeah, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome
I ain't going nowhere.
The
right
professor.
Here. I'm right here.
Our dear,
right here.
Close, longtime personal friend who has helped us promote the show. He's joined the show now for 5 straight years. Our good friend, Jason Jones. Jason, how's everything, my friend?
Oh, life is grand. Life is grand. You know, I don't know why Kenny got his loser clothes on today, but
loser clothes. You better show some respect around here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. I'm still standing. Strong.
You're going to win pitchers and catchers report because I ain't seen y'all in about a month.
I'm like the guy. Did you guys ever see the picture of that 49ers fan that went to the Seahawks parade in all his 49er gear?
Nope.
That's me right now. That's me right now.
So you went to the parade yesterday?
I ain't going to no parade. I ain't going out there. I ain't going out there to see Dave Roberts shaking ass. I don't need to see that.
Jason has a blue WWE championship belt. That's amazing. That's the Nipsey Hussle edition of the championship belt.
That was a great World Series, though, wasn't it?
It was one of the greatest we've ever seen.
It's outstanding. I mean, the grit, the heart the Dodgers showed, you know, To go down 3-2, to go on the road and win a game 6 and a game 7,
yeah,
down to their last 2 outs in the 9th inning. I mean, you got to admire that.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're making that face.
Not to admire. They won a game. Yeah, they won a game. They won a game, bro. No,
they won a championship. Right,
they won a game, man.
They won a championship.
Ain't nothing to admire. We ain't admire. Ain't moxie and all that. Ain't none of that. They won the game.
No, it was a lot of that. Oh, that play Kike made in game 6? How do you, as a baseball fan, not admire that?
Easy.
Well, everybody knows I'm a big baseball guy, so that ranks very high on my all-time list of postseason plays.
I mean, Miguel Rojas hadn't had a hit in over a month.
Bro.
I mean, how do you not have love for what Yamamoto did? 100 pitches in game 6, came back the next day.
He needs to pee in a cup.
He said, I got this. I got this. The next day, Blake Snell in a jam gets him out of. I mean, we can go back to, you know, we can go back to game three. Clayton Kershaw's last appearance is out. Bases loaded, two outs. Clayton gets the out.
Well, we were a little worried about that, but he got it.
You know, I was just saying, please don't let Clayton's last moment be him giving up a grand slam in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton gets the out. I mean, I can go on. Will Klein. You ain't never heard of Will Klein. Man came out there and dealt.
How many times in that game seven did you think it wasn't going to go the Dodgers' way?
About a million. They go down 3-0. I'm like, why did you start him today? You know, and then, you know, Glass now go, you know, they get it down to 3-1. Then it's 3-2, then it's 4-2. Then Muncy, you know, when I saw you set, see, a couple of things happened. Your boy Aubrey started talking mess after game five. Boy Aubrey started yapping, you know, and he used your Savage as part of his little trolling game. So they put him back in. Of course, he gave up a bomb to Max Muncy. And then he had the game with the little duck lip look and the weird looking hat and all that. You know, so shout out to Aubrey, you know, for doing what he does to teams.
Toronto loses again.
Toronto won an NBA championship. What are we talking about?
And now the Raptors don't want him around.
He was just at the game the other day.
They don't like him.
He was sitting courtside in his seats. What are we talking like about? His false you narratives are
like,
crazy.
You shouldn't like him either. He talked mess to DeMar.
I wasn't feeling that. I wasn't feeling that. I wasn't feeling that because DeMar's my boy. I like DeMar. I wouldn't feel that.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Why are you defending Aubrey then?
Look, I'm cool with Drizzy. I'm cool with DeMar. I hate to see the Brodies like that.
Well, one's a real one. The other one is Aubrey.
Jason, this baseball team that used to give you so much angst and heartache has now won 3 World Series.
Three-ish.
In the last 5 years. That heartache has it's Jay, let's be honest, man. There's no end in sight here for your Los Angeles Dodgers. Like this thing could just keep going.
Freddie's a little older, you know, but you know, Shohei, you know, he ain't going anywhere. You know, Blake Snell's not going anywhere. Yamamoto's not going anywhere. Sasaki will be in the rotation. I mean, you know, and then, you know, if we got any hole, you know, think about this. Last year, they won basically with no starting pitching. This year, they won with no bullpen. I mean, you got to give Dave Roberts credit for pushing all the right buttons when they need it. You know, putting Páez in the game defense. And look, it's making Kenny sick to realize I'm telling the truth. Putting Páez in right when he did.
I've been said this stuff.
But now you got to live it. Now you got to hear it again from me, you know, because you a closet Dodger fan. You know, it's okay.
Oh, please.
What size shirt you need? What size Yamamoto shirt you need?
I don't need nothing.
Yeah, you do. You ain't wearing what you want.
See what I'm doing over here, man. You see what I'm doing? I'm still standing. I'm still strong. We right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Halloween passed already.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here.
Y'all ain't going nowhere in the division either, so that's kind of apropos.
All right. All this is done because, you know, Jason, you don't know nothing about this because one of your championships ain't even real. You don't know nothing about this. When you win three championships in 5 years, 3 real championships in 5 years, you do lose a little bit of your edge, you know what I mean? You start to sleep in silk sheets. You know what happens. But you guys, they ain't win three, bro. That was an AAU tournament. That was an AAU tournament, bro. 2020 was an AAU tournament, bro.
Missed the playoffs in between winning? Like, just missed the playoffs altogether?
2020 was an AAU tournament. So,
the AAU tournament that the Giants couldn't win? They were in that tournament.
It wasn't a Major League Baseball championship.
And they lost.
You won two and a half titles in five years, which is still a good accomplishment. But the whole point being, you wouldn't understand winning 3 in 5 years because when you win 3 in 5 years, you get a little happy and you lose
so
the edge.
Weird that you're saying
the
that
edge is back. The edge is back.
You sound so sad now.
The edge is back. Y'all done woke a sleeping giant, no pun intended. The Edge is back.
Know what you sound like? You sound like a Cowboys fan.
The Cowboys, man. What you talking about?
Those are fighting words.
I'm sorry, you might have Cowboys fan.
You might have to drive to Cowboys fans.
They ain't even talking about how are you gonna tell me about winning when y'all ain't won since Obama was in office.
I wish he was still in office.
Y'all ain't won. Last time we saw y'all in the postseason, we sent y'all home.
You did. You did. So, like I said, we were still sleeping. We were still sleeping in silk sheets.
With winning is kind of funny.
We were still sleeping in silk sheets. You know what I mean? Now the hunger is back. And we about
who
to
on that
business.
Team was sleeping in? Who on that team?
Hall of Famer Buster Posey. About? What are you talking about? Hall of Famer, 3-time world champion Buster Posey. What are you talking about? 3-time world champion.
He need to focus on being a good executive. What he need to do.
Like I said, the hunger is back. The hunger is back.
Go ahead and spend more bad money in free agency.
The hunger is back, baby. We'll
y'all
see
gonna
y'all.
Find a new,
we'll see y'all
who's
next
gonna
month.
Be your new Barry Zito? Who's going to be the next Barry Zito you sign?
We won a championship with Barry Zito.
He was on the team?
Yeah, he was on the team. He pitched game five, got us back to San Francisco in 2012. We won a championship with Barry Zito.
Who's going to be your next Barry Zito? That was a great investment. Y'all signed him to win one game.
He won a winner go home game five in the NLCS. Won a championship with him.
That was a long time ago. I'm talking about what's going to happen now. You know, is that going to be what?
I told you what's going to happen now. We back. You guys didn't lit the hunger back up.
Y'all the fourth best team in the division.
Stop capping.
You ain't better than the Dodgers or the Padres.
Stop capping.
You probably ain't better than the Diamondbacks.
Like I said, we're gonna see y'all next year.
No, because you're on the schedule. Because you're on the schedule. I don't even know why I'm doing this with a loser. I don't know why I'm doing this.
We got three true championships in 5 years. You guys got two and a half. You got two and a half. Don't nobody recognize 2020.
You do.
I recognize it as a joke. That's what I recognize it as.
So if the Giants would have won, you wouldn't have recognized it.
Nah.
You
because we don't do that.
You see this? Damien? This man gonna sit on live on air and lie.
We don't do that. If we would have won in 2020, it would have been we got to prove ourselves. That's not like the other ones that we won.
You're a liar.
Did the Giants ever win back-to-back championships?
Did not win back-to-back championships.
No, because they missed the playoffs.
Did not win back-to-back championships.
They could, you know, without that that needle, you know, a little cheating here and there, they ain't really have much.
Who was cheating? There ain't nobody cheating back then. What you talking about?
What was my man who was cheating? Was it 2010 to help y'all get home field? Was it Melky?
He didn't even play in the playoffs. He got suspended in July.
All them games he helped y'all win didn't count. Okay.
All right, man.
So Ja Morant, as we talked to the professor, Jason Jones, world champion professor, Jason Jones, there's some trade rumors out there with Ja Morant. Is there a fit for him anywhere in this league? Like a real, this makes sense fit.
I don't know. I mean, it's not the talent, it's the other stuff.
We kicked around Toronto, and I mean, Sacramento keeps coming up. We keep talking about teams that might not be too far away, but
if you're a team that's close, what do you give up for him? And never mind the other stuff. He's been a guy who's been hurt a lot since 2023. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think if you're a team that's taking a wild, I can see why Sacramento would come up if you're assuming Memphis is going to sell low and just get rid of it. I don't believe they're at that point where they're just going to sell low and get rid of it.
I think they're going to be forced to sell low, but I don't think it's not going to be something that like I think you'll have to obviously you have to make matching salaries. You want something to expire there. They'll get draft picks in return. I don't think they're getting a Desmond Bain return for him, though.
Yeah. I think.
And that was a weird sentence to say out loud. Like, John Morant going to get a Desmond Bain return.
They're not getting a Mikal Bridges return.
Right.
Yeah. And the trade market is just so weird now. Because you look at what Utah got for Rudy Gobert. what Brooklyn got for, you know, for Mikal Bridges. You know, you look at some of these trades, and then you look around and say, well, shoot, Luka got traded for AD and another player pretty much straight, up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a player out there that you could say makes about $40 million that Memphis says, you know, because I almost wonder if, remember, John's got like 3 years left on his deal. So if you're trading for a Ja Morant, you're trading for him because you believe he's going to be there and be a key to what you try to do going forward.
I can think of one. It'd be the weirdest trade in NBA history, maybe even weirder than Luka and Anthony Davis. Trey. If Atlanta's out on Trey, you could just swap the money.
Ja to Atlanta would be crazy.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure why Atlanta would be out on Trey but in on Ja.
That would be wild.
Well, would they be in on Ja for, let's say they executed it tomorrow, roughly $130 million, $40 million versus in on Trey for $250 million?
You would do it if you're like, I'm not going to re-sign Trey.
Right, that's what I mean.
To a five-year, $300 million, whatever it would be, deal. Yeah. I mean, he'll probably get supermaxed.
You know,
I believe he hits the supermax requirement. So I mean,
that's no, I don't think saying. He does. He hasn't made it. We've looked this up a couple of times.
Oh, okay,
he doesn't believe it or not. He doesn't have those numbers to get to the supermax. Now I think he can get it. Like if somehow, and obviously he's out for like a month. Mm-hmm. If he got it this year, it'd be the $300.
It's kind of like Dallas. Like we're going to trade him before we can pay him. Have to pay him that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then if you're Memphis, but that would require them basically saying we're out of the Trae Young, you know, no business. So, yeah, it's way too early in the year for you to be beefing with the coach. I mean, you guys have played 8 games, 5, you know, I mean, dang, Austin. See, what is proof is when Austin Reeves comes to your town and dominates, it leaves your team in chaos.
Okay, now you've gone too far.
Disrespectful. Like I told you about this guy.
I've been on your side.
I told you about him. I told him we didn't need to have him on here today because he gets disrespectful.
What? I'm talking about Austin had a good game. Him and Luka had a good game that night.
Now he's gone too damn far.
Now you know damn well Luka didn't play.
Now the other component.
He did play that game.
That he talked about when he played Memphis.
Oh, when he played. Oh, Memphis. I thought you were talking about Sacramento.
The other component to Ja, though, that also lessens the market for him is the perceived off-the-court character issues.
Mm-hmm.
So Atlanta may look at it like, we'll do that financially, but damn, we want to bring this guy here. Like we say it half jokingly, but I'm guaranteed that's conversations that are in these front offices. Like,
it's definitely a conversation.
Bringing him to Atlanta?
It's definitely a conversation because for all the stuff that's been reported, you know, those of us in the business hear about all the stuff that's not reported. Mm-hmm. The stuff that the Grizzlies, you know, depending on who you talk to, have covered up, you know. You know, the stuff that goes around that people don't talk about. Because generally, you know, when a guy's having issues or whatever off the court, what you hear is normally just a bit of all the issues the team is worried about. Mm. And to me, the fact they suspended him just off of that, to me tells me there's more to it than just what he said after the game. Because what he said after the game wasn't the craziest thing I've ever heard. Mm. Not even close. That says there's other stuff going on. And then you hear him last night, you know, of course we got a good relationship. If they told y'all, it means that we do. It's like, yeah, there's more going on there. Hmm. And, you know, people forget, you know, there was questions, concerns about the about Taylor Jenkins last year and the offense they ran and whether or not it benefited him or not. Now the other coaches, and, you know, so, I mean, Ja's not the only thing going on in Memphis. Maybe his reaction is more of a, you know, as a result of what he's heard and, you know, what's going on there. You know, I mean, remember, that team was, what number two in the West last February? And they end up, like, in the play-in?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's not all on job, but that's crazy. You think about it. 2 years ago, that team was the number two seed in the West. And now they're just looking at them like, do you think they're a playoff team right now? I don't. I mean, they've had injuries, but even healthy, when you got this other stuff swirling around, I mean, they got so much going on. People forget that the New Orleans Pelicans suck. Yeah, and terrible. Zion's hurt again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the trade, Zion for Jeff.
Oh, jeez.
I thought about
two winless teams in the league, by the way, Pelicans and Nets.
Yeah. I thought about another team.
And one of them you knew would be winless. The other one made some moves that didn't make sense in the offseason. And doesn't their first-round pick go to Atlanta?
Yeah. Yep. Unprotected. Yep.
Crazy.
Wasn't it for like Derek? What the hell were they thinking?
They weren't. Or they're doing what the NBA wants them to do.
That's your boy. That's your boy Joe Dumars.
What the hell? I'm like, like why? Like you're not going to be good. Like no one thought the Pelicans were going to be good. Like you traded. Nothing says we're trying to win by like trading for Jordan Poole. Like, yeah, we need some leadership. Let's get Jordan Poole on this team with Zion. That'll help him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought about another team that could be in the Jaw sweepstakes. And once again, this is just basketball. Who knows how these front office people see him as an individual, and do they even want to deal with that? But what if Minnesota got involved?
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay,
that would trade Rudy. That would be the most fun backcourt post game in history.
Maybe too much fun. Maybe that's what we don't know.
They would have to do. They would have to do that Netflix show just with those two together, Ja and Ant. I would watch. And it has to. They could just do an uncut version of just those two post game. God, that would be great television.
It would.
Yeah, that would be.
That's some wild boys, right?
It'd
there.
Be interesting. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Some wild boys.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam Silver, if he had hair, would be pulling it out watching that show air.
You trade Rudy.
That's the least of Adam Silver's concerns right now.
Right.
It should be. Like you see that thing about their like the fake tree company is suing Ballmer.
I did see that.
They even got a new name. It's not Aspiration, Ballmer, like, it's something else.
Come on, man.
Ballmer made us did this deal with us so he could play Kawhi.
Damn, they just snitching for no reason.
You got that going on. You got gambling stuff going on. Now is the time to make a crazy trade because Adam ain't got time to veto nothing. Why are you trying to veto a trade when you got a coach on paid leave and a player and, you just had a guy get banned for gambling last? I mean, and now they're throwing Tyronn Lue's name into this. Now all of a sudden he was at the gambling stuff.
Damn.
I mean, the Clippers might, I don't know, what could you do to the Clippers? Like, if they were circumventing the cap and allegedly their coaches, this is such a Clipper thing. And then the All-Star game is going to be there in February. I can't wait.
Oh, that's going to be so awkward.
That's going to be like the most awkward. And I hope Kawhi makes the team so we can have the most weird, awkward media session.
Well, they won't let him talk to. They won't let him ask those questions. That was the thing coming out of Clippers media day, wasn't it? That the reason there was only two questions because at least this was according to Ramona Shelburne. She was like, they wouldn't let anyone ask any more of those questions.
But, you take them to All-Star, you really can't control that.
I guess the league would have to control it, not the Clippers.
Because they let everyone in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get some tree questions if Kawhi is there. You know, and not the kind of trees that some people like to enjoy, you know, the aspiration trees, you know, let's be clear, you know, they're not going to ask him about his drug test, you know.
You know, but I don't have those anymore. I think those went away when they did the bubble.
Anyway, if we're going to put you guys in the bubble, we got to make a concession.
Yep.
Like, if I got to live here away from everyone for months, I got to get high.
I need a weed floor.
Yeah,
best believe they had one.
Yeah, y'all can. Yeah, this cleaning. Just go ahead and redo this entire floor because you're not getting that smell off the mattress. It's now part of the lore, you know. Which reminds me that you know watching the Raiders makes you want to smoke.
Well, you did make a trade today. 49ers didn't, but the Raiders did.
Making moves.
Kobe Myers headed to Jacksonville, saw him on Sunday and were like, you know what? We need that guy.
Based on the effort he gave against us, we got to have that guy on the team.
Hey, I appreciate
some crazy trades. The Jets giving up, well, they gave – I mean, they aren't good anyway, but nothing says give up like trading your two best defensive players.
Jeez.
They're just like, what the hell? Listen, we need all the picks we can get. It's got to blow this whole thing up.
Does that Sauce trade move the needle for you when it comes to your thoughts on Indianapolis?
I think it definitely helps them big time. Because I remember they were trying, you know, what's my man who went over there and then, like, played the Rams and retired?
Oh,
I'm blanking on his name. My man played the Rams and said, ooh, this is too much. I don't do this anymore.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
He was on the Colts?
This season?
I can't remember.
Howard retired from this season, I think.
Xavier Howard.
Was that this season?
Yeah, this season.
That was this season, yeah.
Wait, I'm retired.
He was like, I'm done. I don't know if Quinnen Williams helps the Cowboys pass coverage. I mean, that clip of Durant Bland against Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But Bland has about five of those this year. Get that one against the Bears where it's like, what are you doing, my man? Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of just crazy. Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, you know, Geno actually looks halfway decent for a good chunk of the game. And then the part about that last two-point conversion, people talking about Geno, if you look at that play, why is the guard, like, not looking at the man who's jumping? Why is he turning away from him? I'm like, the Raiders O-line does some stuff that I don't understand. Like, they'll have people right in front of them, and they're like, I'm not going to block that guy. Like, why would I block the guy in front of me? Because, well, why would I? Then you wonder why you're – God, I'm glad I got the Dodgers, because if I had to depend on the Raiders for happiness, I'd be sad.
Well,
understandable. Yeah,
that would not be good for my mental health if I had to, you know – But somebody said the biggest rivalry in the NFL is Pete Carroll at the 2-yard line.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
That's one of the greatest rivalries in league history. Even I'm watching Fox after the game. What you gonna call it? Julian Edelman goes, of course he threw it. I know about that. I'm like, damn, Pete just.
That was uncalled for.
I was like, that wasn't nice at all. that was very mean. No, come on, you know, Pete's trying to establish a culture in Vegas, you know. You got to go through these lumps, they tell me, even though some other teams managed to get good way faster, you know. But those teams also didn't waste draft picks for a decade and a half. I mean, maybe Tyree Wilson will show up, you know, some point.
To bring it
yep.
almost full circle, like half circle, because we started talking about Ja Morant a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, from what I see, the Kings are – currently the favorite to be his next team. In order, it's Kings, Heat, Rockets, Hawks.
They always trying to send somebody to the Kings.
Rockets, Hawks.
Russell Westbrook Rockets. Was always the favorite. Or the Kings were always the favorite for Russell Westbrook's next team as well.
Yeah, because we told everybody.
Yeah, I know y'all ain't really sold on Ja, but I mean,
oh, he is. I'm not.
I'm sold on taking the chance on Ja.
You know what? I kind of fall. You know what? What do you have to lose?
So, and that's kind of where I'm starting to lean right there.
I'm I mean, what do you got to lose? I mean,
that's kind of what it comes down
to. That ain't the best pitch. I mean, Ja Morant's a hell of a player. You know, maybe that's Weber 2.0. Maybe he gets to Sacramento and he just stays healthy, and all of a sudden you got this dynamic. Because I think Sabonis has to have that dynamic guard with him. Mm-hmm. And right now they got some guards, but that's not a guy where you're like, oh my god. It has to be the point guard. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be intrigued by a Sabonis Ja Morant combo.
Yeah,
it'd be intriguing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have to give up, to get him.
We've worked out multiple deals to where it could work. I asked Kenny earlier, like, well, what would it look like if it didn't work? I don't know that it will look much different than it does now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm a big believer in all else fails, you take the talent.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'd rather have the more talented player than not. Unless you're talking about your sixth, seventh, eighth man, talking about a glue guy. But I mean, the Kings are just probably going to be frustrating all year. Like, they'll have games like Milwaukee, but then you'll have games like the Lakers and those other games they've had where you're like, what the hell? Like, how does this happen where you look like this? And then they'll go out there, they'll go out there and they'll probably beat Oklahoma City. Another, next time they play them, they'll blow them out, mm-hmm. but then they'll lose to Brooklyn, mm-hmm. But that's been the way it's been outside of 1 year for the last 15, 16, 17, 18 years. So, what do you got? If you can get a Ja Morant, you do it. I think if you're the Kings, you do it because he'd be under contract, he'd definitely be motivated. And maybe a change of scenery helps him.
That's what everybody keeps saying. Maybe it will. Jay, I'll speak for both of us. We're so happy. Like, you look so happy, man, and we're so happy for you. We appreciate you. Never seen you happier during these weekly visits.
Yeah, nothing Kenny Caraway can say will change that. He can talk all he wants. You know, he can wear his Halloween colors to try to. And I'm still hurt that you denied my invitation to collaborate on my post.
Yeah, no, we're not collaborating on that crap. What are you talking about?
I'm hurt. I was like, God, that was so mean. I was trying to share in the joy.
It's tough. He hates
there
happiness.
Was no joy.
Not for everybody.
That's what Ja Morant said. He has no joy right now.
We appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
Take care, man.
That's our man, Jason Jones, decked out in Dodger blue.
Ugh.
I don't know. I don't know if anything. I'm gonna think more about Ja.
I did a quick Google search, Ja Morant's next team. They had the odds, yeah. and the stories. The Kings keep popping up. I don't know what that means.
I'm not gonna say you've sold me on Ja, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. You know what? I think I might have gotten sold on. I'm gonna try to talk myself off this ledge. Is the Colts? I really like this pickup by the Colts a lot. We'll talk about it tomorrow, man. When we finally get to the NFL. And prepare for Kings Warriors.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's all tomorrow here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Ja!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.